Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Over. Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening? Why is there?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Holy Lamb of God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God that sits high and look at low and see and know everything, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the God that sits at the right hand of power on the throne, the resurrected Lamb of God. I'm very excited that you tuned in today. Let's go quickly before the throne of grace. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you for another day. We thank you for life in the land of the living. We thank you, Lord, for all your kingdom benefits of healing and deliverance and provision and divine protection and wisdom and direction in correction and instruction. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your Holy Spirit today. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. We thank you because we know that you are God and there is no other. We know, for Heavenly Father, that you are able and willing to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to your power that worketh in us. Father, your word declares to us that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the hearts of mankind those things that the Lord has prepared for those who love him, but it is revealed by your Spirit. We thank you for revelation today by your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you for your forgiveness, Father. Thank you, boy. The song said, oh, it was a happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. Father, we thank you today in the name of Jesus Christ for all that you've done for us, the minute blessings, the great blessings, the phenomenal blessings, hallelujah, and the miraculous blessings that you're still doing. So we thank you. We give thanks unto you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I send out your eternal power today to reach those that are suffering within their bodies, that they may know that it is by your holy stripes that they are healed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your eternal power, hallelujah, your healing power, your delivering power breaks the powers of darkness, of sicknesses and diseases off of our lives and strongholds off of our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, touch them today, Lord. Let them know that you are God and that you are manifested and still present, hallelujah, in the lives and your ears attentive, amen, to those that are calling upon your name in Jesus' name. And we give you praise. Amen. I'm very excited today. We just celebrated Thanksgiving, but how many know for the believer, Thanksgiving is 365 days out of the year. Amen. That we always give thanks. I'm reminded of the 10 lepers that the Lord, they wanted healing. The Lord said, he healed them. Go show yourself to the priest. As they went, they got healed. As they put their faith in action to go, they got healed. And it was only one that came back and thank the Lord for what he has done. Yes, we must be thankful to the Lord Jesus Christ at all times for the great sacrifice he has given us. Today, we're going to go quickly because the Lord had given me revelation on this subject before, but he spoke to me, says, I want you to talk about Cornelius. So let's run really quick to Acts chapter 10, and let's read there. It says, there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of what was called the Italian regime or regiment. And it says that he was a devout man and that he was one who feared God with all his whole household, who gave to the people generously to the people and prayed to the Lord God always. By the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of the Lord coming and saying to him, Cornelius. And when he had observed him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? So he said to him, your prayers and your giving, your alms have come up as a memorial before the Lord. And I want to pause right there for the cause, because many times we're not realizing that the Lord is recording. Listen, the angel is recording. And a lot of times we think that in all our giving and being generous to people that the Lord is not going to pay us back. But I'm reminded that the Lord says in his word, he said, give to those who cannot repay you back, and then I will repay you back, saith the Lord. And then the scripture tells us that if we also pray according, because it said Cornelius prayed always to God here in the scripture, if we pray according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petitions that we've asked the Lord, or the requests that we've asked the Lord for in prayer, because why we're praying according to his will. How many know here that according to the Lord's will is that it is his perfect will for us to be healed? It is his perfect will for us to be delivered. It is his perfect will for us to have more than enough to live the abundant life. Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd in John chapter 10. I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. And that doesn't just mean in finances, but that means abundantly, whether in relationships, whether it's in marriages, whether abundantly the kingdom benefits, the kingdom blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that the kingdom of darkness, when they bless, when Satan blesses his people, we know that there comes with some type of stipulation, some type of something. But the scripture tells us that the blessings of the Lord make it one rich and add no sorrows with his blessing. A lot of times when we're making decisions about specific things, people, places, and things, we got to focus on, is this a blessing that does not come? Amen. Is this a blessing from the Lord that make it one rich and add no sorrows with his blessing? If it's going to bring some sorrow, then we have to question to the fact that that can't be the Lord. So we have to stand on the word of the Lord. But here, Cornelius was being rewarded. The Lord was rewarding him. He sent the angel to him. Because why? Cornelius, you've been very generous to the people. And that's where the body of Christ have to get back to being very generous to what? Ourselves, among the believers, take care of the household of faith first. Love you one another as Christ so loved us. And then we go outward. If your brother, your sister come to you and ask you for something and you have it right by you, why would you turn it away? That's not the love of God. The Lord is saying, listen, Just as you are generous and you give, the Lord said, I'm going to reward you. It's the same thing. It's just the laws of the prophets, you know, give and it shall be given, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give back into your bosom. We have to get to that point. We cannot, amen, beat God giving. I remember one particular time there was a lady who needed some sugar, and she had her children in the house and she had her boyfriend in the house. And I was like, no, I'm thinking to myself, why is she asking me for sugar when she has someone in her house that should be working, providing sugar for her and her children? Well, the Lord rebuked me and he says, listen, don't look at what's going on in her house, but look at the fact that those are my children in there. Those are my children. And so give her the sugar. And I had to get that understanding is we can't give according to what we think we see. We can't give according to how we put judgments on people. We have to give according to what the Lord say, ask and you shall receive for all who acts, receives, right? So he said, those who ask you, to whether it's to borrow from you or whatever the case may be. He says, give it to them, not expecting anything back. And so we are in this season now that we're in the giving season, you know, and a lot of times we see people that are in need, even within our own family. And because we have this judgment upon them of what happened back when, where, this, or we don't like them because this and that, we withhold our hand from them and say, I'm not going to help them. I'm not going to help them. I'm not going to do this because they're doing this, this, and that. But Cornelius, his scripture says here that Cornelius gave generously to the people. He was, and he prayed always to the Lord. And he feared the Lord. And because of that, the Lord rewarded him. He didn't have to reward Cornelius with money. That's not what he did. He sent the angel to the Cornelius and says, listen, I'm not rewarding you with money because I've already done that. And you demonstrated to me that you, I blessed you and you become a blessing to the people. He said, but what I want to do is I want you to be with me eternally. So I sent my angel to tell you what you need to do so that you can be with me, because your actions, your love in your heart, and how you pray to me always lets me know that you is going to be with me because you're exemplifying to the people or manifesting my heart. And so Cornelius, the angel told Cornelius what to do, and so therefore he sought Peter, and Peter came, his whole house got saved, got born again, received the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, edifying, glorifying the Lord. Amen. And so the Lord is speaking to his people today. He said, this is not the time to be withholders. He said, because I withhold no good thing from those who walk up before me righteously. A lot of times people are praying, asking the Lord for things. Lord, can you help me with this? Can you provide for me with this? Can you help me over here? Because we all make mistakes and nobody is perfect. We're being perfected if we allow the Holy Ghost and the Word of God to do the work in us. And so they're praying unto the Lord. And so the Lord looks down and up on the earth and he looks at his children and he looks at the region the person is in. He says, okay, I'm going to tap sister so-and-so or brother so-and-so that he may be able to give this woman $20 so that she can get some milk, or $20 so that she can have some bus fare to get to work, or $20 so that she can put gas in her car. And he looked and he taps on the heart and they look and they see the person. But because the person don't look how they think they're supposed to look, or the person is not a part of the clique that they want them to be a part of, they turn their nose and go the other way. It's kind of like the Good Samaritan, you know, kind of like the priest seeing him down, wounded, hurt, but he kept on going his way. The Levites come and they see the same thing. They go his way. But the Samaritan who, well, the people of Israel had no dealings with the Samaritan. He come and his heart was very generous and he took care of the man and he left even money at the room for the man to be taken care of. He said, if it goes over the tab, I'll pay it when I come back. I come out of a ministry that I so love in Syracuse, New York. And like you'll be sitting, and it's a very integrated church. It's a training center is what I call it. You'll be sitting in church and you'll be done crying out to the Lord for a specific thing. Nobody knows that but you and the Lord. All of a sudden you sitting in church and somebody come in your hand and just put the money in your hand and said, the Holy Spirit told me to give you this. And you know it's God because you hadn't shared it with anybody. We have to get back to sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We have to get back sensitive to the love of God. And we have to be able to give and love without judgment. That was revelation right there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The Lord wants his people to give without judgment. When you give freely like that from your heart, just because they're not in a place where you got to remember, or we got to remember where we once were. You know, we didn't have it all together. Many of us, and we still don't. I know I don't got my ducks all in a row. Amen. I could use some help. Amen. So along the way, if you give, it shall be what? Given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall the Lord or mankind give back into your bosom. I remember a time when people would try to give me things. I go, oh, no, 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 I got it. I got it. The Lord Jesus rebuked me. He said, that's pride. He said, because I love through my people, and you're turning away my blessings. I said, huh? And he says, yes. He said, every time I send someone to be a blessing to you, you go, oh, no, no, you don't have to do that. Oh, no, 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 I got it. That's pride. We have to become sensitive to the love of God, to the Holy Spirit. That's what Cornelius was walking in. He was doing the works of love. And that's what the Lord is calling his people back to, his Holy Spirit, to be sensitive to the heartbeat of the Lord Jesus Christ. My time is up. May the Lord continue to bless you, keep you, deliver you, and watch over you in Jesus' name. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church.